Thanks, everybody, for joining us again today on Bridging the Gap. And today, our guest is, he's a frequent contributor to the show here. We're going to talk to Chad Birch, and you'll remember Chad from past shows where he came to talk to us about the Stanton City Park and events that go on around the city of Stanton. He serves on the park board for the city. But beyond that, Chad serves on another board, a board that brings events to the whole community. And it's a project that's been in development for some time, and hopefully we'll see it open up very soon and start bringing a lot of tourism and excitement to the community. So, Chad, if you can, give us a little bit of an intro as to what you're here to talk about today.
So, I'm here to talk about Hollywood Park. Now, for those that don't know, Hollywood Park is a outdoor recreation area up around the LECO area in Powell County, Lee, Estill, Wolf, it's up there. Around where the Sun Oil building is. It's quite a large piece of property that four counties have went together and collectively are leasing, hoping to purchase. And we're trying to make that an official off-road ATV and outdoor recreation destination to really help drive some, like you said, some tourism, some jobs, and just a really good place for people to go.
And what kind of vision do you guys have for the park long-term once it gets opened up and is fully underway?
Yeah, so the park right now, we haven't opened yet, but initially we'll be doing ATV rides, OHV, both of those, you know, four-wheelers, Jeeps, side-by-sides. We'll come at the whole gambit. There's also tracks for horseback that people have made already. We've pretty much been focusing on the side-by-side and Jeep trails right now. They're they're the more involved ones. But eventually, you know, we're going to open it up to, like we said, horseback riding, four-wheeling, as well as some light fishing, some camping. Initially primitive camping, but we eventually hope to build shower houses and bathrooms and have more of a permanent structure to really give people who want to come up there and ride all weekend long a place they can stay and you know, get refreshed and everything.
Now, you mentioned that four counties had gone together on this project. Who all is involved in making Hollywood a reality?
Yeah, Hollywood started back in June 13 when four counties got together. That's Lee County, Estill County, Wolf County, and Powell County. To form the board, we're called the Multi-County Recreations Board, and we oversee this Hollywood Park project. Each county has three representatives on the board. We meet every Wednesday, third Wednesday of every month, I'm sorry. And we've been working on this, like I said, since June of 2013 to really get this property acquired, get the lease panned out, try and resolve all of our boundary and rights issues, and really kind of get the business side off the ground. The 12 member board we have are very dedicated people. Some of them are directly involved with tourism. Some people are involved. We have some members of like the Powell County Industrial Board on there. Some of them are like myself, are more focused on the business and the social media side. And we have some very big ATV enthusiasts, some people who really want to see this park open, people who've been riding there, you know, for some of them their entire lives.
Now, I have to assume that when you are talking about four separate counties, four separate local governments coming together to start a program like this, that it's going to be a pretty complicated process. How actually was this started? What was the genesis of Hollywood?
So this was started, James Anderson came to me, I remember. I'm not sure if he's the one who kicked this project off, but he came to me with this idea. He was asking me if I wanted to be a part of this board. And this was back whenever, I guess, Steve Beshear was in office. And, you know, Kentucky was going all in on outdoor tourism at the time. And we were really hoping to get some grant money to develop this area up and really kind of have economic generator, you know, some jobs, you know, something going on up in that area besides just the residential and the logging areas that it has been for the past, say, 50, 60 years. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where this whole project started. He got with the other judges. They all agreed, and the project was launched. And like I said, we formed in 2013, and we've been hard at it ever since.
Well, it's great to see that kind of unity and to see different governments. And, you know, it's important to say it's a partisan time in America, but there are Republican judges and Democrat judges, and everyone's coming together for a central focus of bettering their community. And that's really the kind of thing we strive for, especially in Appalachia, to pick each other up and build each other up. Yep. Now, the park itself, can you kind of describe to people who are unfamiliar with it altogether, what will we find in the park and the amenities? Why would somebody, once this is open and ready to go, want to bring their family out there?
Yeah, so this is it's a very large park. It's don't quote me on this. It's somewhere close to, it's between 2,500 and 3,000 acres. We have all sorts of trails for every difficulty level. I think we're going to be dividing it up in about four difficulty levels right now. So people who are just, you know, kind of first, you know, just now getting into just bought their first side-by-side and want a nice, casual, easy trail, we'll have those. For the more experienced riders who, you know, they're 20, 30 years in and want a real challenge, we'll have things like that. We have three lakes on the park. I mentioned before we're going to try and get some primitive fishing started here soon. And those are kind of the two big drivers at this point. We have some other items we're going to be working out. Once the park gets going, starts generating some revenue, we'll look at developing some more natural attractions up through there once we really get a hold of the property. But we've had quite a bit of challenges in just getting the property and making sure that we're clear to have what we have, and there's been a lot there also.
Well, that's great. And, you know, it sounds like a lot of work obviously goes into this. And, of course, you know, we all see as a community the finished product. What we don't see is what goes on behind the scenes and the work that's involved with it. And what kind of challenges have you guys faced just trying to get to the point you're at right now?
So that's a really good question. And that's probably been the biggest task that was presented for this board to solve. Whenever we first looked at this property, we had to initially evaluate whether or not we could even lease it. And then once we figured out that we believe we could, we had to go through that process. Because we've had people ask us for years now, you know, why haven't y'all opened? Why haven't y'all opened? Well, to make this a legit effort, we had to have a lot of planning. The property was previously, most of it was owned by Powell Land out of Irvin. And the mineral rights have been sold off throughout the years. We had to get a handle on all those. We had to get a handle on all the surface rights, the actual property rights. We had to resolve boundary issues. We have, it's somewhere between 5 to 10 neighbors with boundary issues close to the trails. We've had to work with each one of them individually to make sure that things are worked out. But one of our biggest neighbors we've had to work with is the U.S. Forestry Service, who the property butts right up against their land. And as you can imagine, they're a very powerful entity and one that we don't want to screw this up and have them come in for some issues or anything like that. But we've had to work with all that. And then just really getting through the legal hurdles and trying to get everything put together, the lease acquired, and trying to get it paid for. We attempted to get a grant for the property to really kind of help expedite the process. We applied for a SOAR grant, which is Shaping Our Appalachian Region, SOAR grant last year, and we did not get that grant. And that really has kind of put another hamper on the property. But, you know, we think we have things going good, progressing well. Wolf County Tourism has given us some money to hire a park manager. He's really helped move this project forward, and we're looking at opening date coming up here pretty soon.
Well, and the great thing is that, you know, slow and steady does win the race, ultimately. And it's not been a quick process, but, you know, you dot the I's, you cross the T's, and you do it right, and then you don't have as much to worry about down the road. So you mentioned the opening date. When do you guys project you may actually open the park and start having some of these events?
That's our number one question on Facebook, is when we all open. And, I wish I had a definitive answer. We're shooting for a November opening right now. it may just end up being a soft opening, and we may have to open a little bit later. But we've got a lot of our property issues worked out. Right now, we're making sure that our business side is intact with, you know, issuing permits, tracking those, tracking sales, make sure all the numbers add up, and that we can properly report on everything for in case we get audited and stuff like that. So we really have to make sure we get a handle on the business side. But as of right now, we're looking at maybe sometime around November, but don't hold me to that. things are subject to change.
Well, earlier this week, we had Chris and Mandy Chaney on the show, and they brought a mountain bike race to the Red River Gorge area.
Yep.
And they spoke a lot about the promotion of adventure tourism and how it seems that whether it's kayaking, mountain biking, ATVs, rock climbing, that adventure tourism is going to be a huge component of the economy in our area going forward. And how do you see Hollerwood fitting into that?
Well, the adventure tourism we have inherently with the ATV and off-road traffic we get. We're also looking at linking up with the Daniel Boone Backcountry Byway. I hope I got that name right.
You did. You did. Good for you.
Which is a very large ATV highway, practically, that spans multiple counties. And we're hoping to become a stop on that to also help generate some outdoor tourism. We have some areas in the park that might be suitable for some climbing. Probably not as challenging as what some of the more experienced climbers who stay up at the gorge are used to, but maybe some stuff for people who, you know, for some light climbing or kind of to get people into it. And then as far as the off-road bikes and stuff like that, they'd probably have a hard time on some of our off-road or ATV and OHV trails, but we're not definitely would not rule out us developing some specific trails just for them, some narrower trails that the other ones wouldn't go on. And we could probably offer some pretty good challenges since this this park, topographically speaking, is quite diverse.
Well, and that diversity is probably, I would assume, one of the strengths of the park in that it's challenging to people who are experienced, but I'm sure it's completely accessible to people who maybe are not ATV enthusiasts who just want to, you know, have an evening out with the family or a day out with the family.
Yep. It's as far as family goes, we had a study that Eastern performed whenever we had a sponsorship ride not too long ago, a couple years ago, to help fund us for a little bit. And the study that came out from there stated that most of the people who come up there are families. You know, it's not just, you know, bachelors going up there by themselves with their ATV, but it's husband and wife and a kid or two. A lot of times they have the four-seater side-by-sides and stuff like that. And that would be perfect for the, you know, let the camping lead right into that. Even people with the two-seater side-by-sides, it'd work out well for that. So it really would be a good family destination. You know, while the father and daughter are on the ATV trails, you might have the mother and son out at the lake doing some fishing. You know, I mean, we have we're hoping to have multiple aspects of amenities to offer families to really attract and bring them in, because I believe a study came out, may have been last year. It was about whenever, for every dollar we bring in for tourism, gets cycled around this area, this region, six different times. So every dollar we generate, that's, you know, every dollar we bring in, that's $6 it's going to generate for the region, and that's big. That's
well,
big.
And you know, I'm sure a lot of the people listening are very community-minded people, and if they wanted to get involved or attend a meeting or help out, how would they get in touch with the Hollerwood Board?
Yep. So we meet every third Wednesday of the month at the Powell County Emergency Operations Center building, which is right by UPS. It's here in Stanton. You can our meetings are always posted on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. I believe it's facebook.com/Hollerwood Park. And you can also find all this information out on our website, www.hollerwoodpark.com. And you can also email us, hollerwood@hollerwoodpark.com, or tweet at us, @Hollerwood Park. You can check us out on Instagram, @Hollerwood Park. And you can also check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com, I believe, /Hollerwood Park.
Well, we definitely have a theme there. Well, anyone out there who wants to get involved, you've got plenty of means to do so. And thank you for tuning in again today. I think this is going to be a great project going forward, and I appreciate all of you. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you for joining us, Bridging the Gap.